the main purpose, at least in my perspective of the survey and the meetings, was to get feedback and then change or alter or whatever the plans that we put forth to people and address the questions, address the concerns, take the good ideas and go, yeah, K-12. Okay, well that wasn't on the survey. So looking back, I think to have, you know, either 58% of the respondents or 53% of the expected people would say yes to a plan that was, it wasn't, I wouldn't call it like a poor plan, but a plan that maybe wasn't fleshed out fully, because that we couldn't, that wasn't the purpose. We weren't gonna have a fully fleshed out plan. So I think to have 53% say, given all the unknowns and all the questions and unanswered questions that were presented to us based upon the presentations, to have that many say yes, still, I would still vote for it. I think that's pretty good. But there's a lot of questions that we do need to answer, and we have the responsibility to answer and make sure that everything is done properly. And what are we gonna do with the buildings for sure? I think a lot of people would like to know, well, what are you gonna do with them, you know, before they say yes or no? And the net tax hit, like, we said, yeah, when we had the on the survey and the information, yeah, it's gonna cost X and your taxes are gonna go up. Well, yeah, that's the taxes that are gonna go up for the bond payment. But we never said, well, but your general fund tax dollars are gonna go down. You know, and I that was kinda explored in the video that I did, and that's why I did it, is to help that. But for the people who already sent the survey out before they saw that, and to have that in black and white, okay, this is your actual net tax hit or next tax cost to you as a taxpayer of the district over 20 years. In black and white, this is what it's gonna be. And I think if you answer all those questions, or we get to the point, maybe we don't, but I think in the next few months, I think we'd at least need to explore more, find that out, and then decide if we're gonna have a referendum, because you can't make that decision now, can we? I mean, I think that'd be presumptuous also, but I think at least take the time and get these questions answered, look at the true costs, and get all these questions answered that this district had, or the taxpayers had, and then decide to go for a referendum.